Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lacey, yes. Are you ready to begin?
I am ready.
Then sing the dang song.
Okay, I'm going to sing the dang song.
This is our show, and you better love it. If you don't, Amber will tell you to shove it. It's the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show.
Amber, did you like the song?
I loved that song, Lacey, because I would tell a person to shove it.
But wait a minute. Who says shove it? No one says shove it.
Cram it.
No one says shove it anymore. It's like that song from the 80s. Like, take this job and shove it. I'm working here no more. No one says shove it. Old
why
angry
do
men.
You know the rest of the no words one says that. To take this job and shove
because
it?
Because we grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, and we had one radio station. So they played every freaking thing. And you know that. We know songs we should not know. As a black woman, I should not know that song.
But
I know it and I love it.
But you do.
Do
box braids? No. But do you know take this job
why
and shove
you just
it? Yes.
Call me out in front of everybody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. This podcast is a way for us to help you get to know a new friend through fun and games. Guess who today's new friend is? Two fucking people. It's Vanessa Bayer and Jonah Bayer. They're the hosts of the podcast, How Did We Get Weird, on Will Ferrell's Big Money Player Network. Yay, like us. Each week, they go down memory lane with a guest to reminisce about everything from pop culture moments to toys to lean pockets. Vanessa is an SNL alumni and comedic actress. Jonah is a music journalist and musician, so their knowledge runs the gamut. Oh, and you know what else makes them special? They're siblings, like us. Hey, everybody. We got siblings, double the fun. Hey, Jonah, yay. Vanessa, how are you guys?
Doing so good. So excited to be here.
Yay. Very exciting. Yeah. How are you two doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah. We're doing great.
We're wonderful.
We're pretty good. Each one of us cuter than the last. This is cute, though. It's two faces, but four people. It's very cute to look at.
It's very. Are you guys twins?
No, we're not twins. Are you guys twins?
No.
Are you? Really look at me. Do you see how beautiful I am? I mean, come on, Vanessa.
Lacey.
She's just being nice. She texted me earlier. She was like, Amber is hideous. I was like, girl, no.
She texted you?
She did. She said it. And
Vanessa,
I was like, it's rude,
you.
But it's true.
But she texted you just to say I'm
I said,
ugly.
Just hold it in during the show. Just hold it in during the show. I know you want to say it.
I'll do it.
Okay, can I ask, what's the age difference between you two?
I'm 2 years older.
You guys are just like cute as a button.
What's the age difference between you two? You are cute as a button.
I'm 24 and Lacey's 67.
I'm 62.
Oh, I'm 67 now?
I always go way higher because then you really look good. You don't even need to put makeup on.
That's right.
Wait, what is the age difference?
I'm 5 years older than you. I'm 49.
Oh, yeah. Amber. I counted on my fingers.
So you look like you're exactly the same age and then it's, you know, 20 something.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's my mom.
Thanks.
Hey, everybody. It's me and my mom. We got ourselves a podcast.
It's terrible.
It's called What Did You Eat? Just kidding. It's called What Are You Wearing? Just kidding. It's called What Is Your Hair? Guys, on the Amber and Lacey and Amber show, we subject our guests to an expert quiz where we take, there's a song about it. Are we on an island or are we doing the celebrity expert quiz?
We don't know.
Guys, this is the celebrity expert quiz. And if we win, then we're the cutest. But if our guest wins, they are the cutest. Now, Vanessa and Jonah, are you an expert in all things bar and bat mitzvahs?
I think we're pretty good. We went to a lot when we were kids, for sure. Yes. When we were 13, a lot.
And we both got bar and bat mitzvahed.
Yes.
Oh, yay.
Respectively. Yay.
Well, too bad.
Amber and I are not.
We are not. But we will be beating you in this quiz. And this quiz will be given by our producer, Becca. Becca, quiz me, baby.
Hello. All right. I am also just as nervous for this quiz. Who will be the true guest of honor? The highlight of every Jewish teen's life. Let's see who best knows this treasured tradition. So we're going to start off pretty standard. Mm-hmm. What does a bar/bat mitzvah celebrate? A, the inauguration of a new establishment where sports are played. B, a Jewish child's initiation into adulthood. C, the inauguration of a new establishment where the Torah will be studied. Or D, the day Moses parted the Red Sea.
B, the day Moses parted the Red Sea.
I mean, even I know that.
It's B. This started out pretty
come
easy.
Come B, yeah.
That was too easy.
I'm going to go with B too, as
normally,
well.
Normally, these questions are super hard.
They're going to get hard, I bet.
You're all correct. It is B, a Jewish child initiation into adulthood. Yeah. It is arguably one of the best known life cycle events in the Jewish community today.
Ooh. Yay.
Ooh. Makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, okay. True or false? A bar mitzvah/bat mitzvah is traditionally celebrated at 18 years of age.
No, it's 13. They just said it.
Oh,
thanks, Jonah.
Okay, well, I wrote it before they said it. You are all correct. It is false. A boy's is at the age of 13, and for girls, it's typically 12, probably to correspond with the onset of puberty, ? Mm. Jonah, Vanessa, do you have any other thoughts on that?
I think they're all around your 13th birthday, but...
Yeah, I thought it was always 13, I've never heard of 12 this could for be a, girl, but a development. I don't know. It was a long time ago for us.
Yes. It could have changed also.
Could have changed.
It's been quite a while for us.
So, Vanessa, you had yours at 13 and not 12?
Well, actually, now that you say this, I did have mine at 12 because I had mine the summer before school started so we could go to Israel and do it.
Oh,
to Israel. Amber, we missed out.
Yeah. All righty. Next question. So we've established that technically when a bar/bat mitzvah is supposed to happen, but what happens if you never got to celebrate it? A, you can at any time. B, you are not considered a full-fledged Jewish person. C, all of the above. Or D, none of the above.
It has to be A. You can do it anytime.
That's what I think too.
No. It's E, you're shown.
Yeah, I think so. I have a friend who I think got bar mitzvahed at like 50 years old. So I'm going to go with A.
That happens in movies all the time.
Okay. So Lacey, are you saying it's B?
I'm going to say B. Everybody knows that. I don't know how these two don't know.
Oh, wow.
You are not a full-fledged Jewish person.
Oh.
That's what I'm going to say.
You are wrong. It is technically A. You can celebrate at any time. And actually, we have a collection of celebrities who celebrated their bar and bat mitzvahs as adults. First being James Franco at 37. Drake recently, as in 2017. I don't know how old Drake is. So I don't know how old he was when he did this.
Doesn't matter.
He ain't 13.
But in 2017, he threw a bar mitzvah style party. Okay. You had David Arquette celebrate his at 27.
That's cute.
Paula Abdul celebrate hers at 56.
Paula Abdul?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And those are the ones I got.
Yay!
I didn't know that. Okay.
Okay, did not know Paula Abdul was Jewish.
No one did.
And then,
did.
Famously, Tiffany Haddish had a whole special about it.
I did. I saw that one.
So.
Okay.
Wow. All right, next question. This part of a benai, which is, I learned, the plural/neutral for mitzvah.
Yes.
A benai mitzvah is when the teen of honor is called to the podium. What is it called? Like, this activity, what is it called? Hint, sounds like a famous R&B queen of the 90s name.
Ooh. Calling them to the podium?
Mary J. Blige? We're blinding it up, everybody.
Yeah, this activity of the benai mitzvah is when the teen of honor is called to the podium. What is it called?
It's called Aaliyah. Is that right?
I think you might be right.
Yeah, that sounds like a term.
Anyone else want to guess?
Sure. I'm going to go with that.
I'm going to go with that too.
Aaliyah, Mariah, what else could it be?
Amber, you're right. It is Aaliyah.
Amber, how did you know that?
I'm so impressed. You have to put a filter on every name and be like, yeah, it's going to be like Destiny's Child. That would not be a bad one because you are a child and it's your destiny. It Lacey. Should be called that. And I'm going to try to get it changed, guys.
It should be called Destiny's Child. That's true.
It should be called Destiny's Child. They messed up with the lead.
We're going to Destiny's Child, the child at the podium now.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Because child, this is your destiny.
Well, right. So impressed.
Welcome to adulthood.
I'm screaming. So wow, that was impressive.
Did we say if it was right or wrong or not?
No, Amber is completely right. It was Aaliyah. Oh. Woo. You can thank Noah for that one. She wrote that question. Okay. Next question. Vanessa, you famously portray a young boy, Jacob, on SNL who is colloquially known as Bar Mitzvah Boy. Yep. Can you all, in total, guess how many appearances Jacob made on the show? Is it A, 2, B, 20, C, 8, or 3, or D, 5?
I'm going to say 5.
It's 8.
It's D.
I'm going to say 5 also. I'm going to say 5.
It's probably 5. I'm still going to say 8.
I'm going to say 8.
Oh. Amber?
8.
All right. The answer is 5.
The cute siblings won.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, other siblings.
I'm dead. All right. Jacob's first appearance on SNL was January 15th, 2011, and he appeared on SNL 5 different times, with the last appearance being on October 5th, 2013. His famous catchphrase was, "Don't tell my parents I said that."
Okay, I've got a correction to this because he also appeared in Seth Meyers' last show.
Oh. Uh-huh. Wikipedia is wrong. Tell them, Vanessa.
The first time was a sketch. It wasn't like an update. Mm. So that's why I thought it was 8.
I mean, are the creator of the character. So I actually defer to you more than I defer to...
In some ways, Jonah is the creator of the character, but...
to the Wikipedia fandom. So...
Okay. I didn't mean to argue with Wikipedia fandom.
Don't you ever argue with them.
They're going to come for you.
Okay, next question. The website Hey Alma has pulled together their list of bar/bat mitzvah representation on TV. Can you guess how many they found? Bonus, name your personal fave.
I can think of one from TV, but I know there's more than that.
There's a lot more.
Oh, I thought there was going to be a ton.
I know what my favorite one is, which is the one I can think of.
What's that?
What is it?
It's the Pen 15 one.
That's the second on the list.
They don't know what to get her. She gets her a really expensive present. It's a necklace. And then that one was so funny.
I could never watch Pen 15 because I was made fun of so bad that the second they stepped into the school, I was like, I couldn't watch it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we were bullied.
It made me too sad. I couldn't even watch it.
I felt that in my soul.
We were little nerd babies.
You little angels were bullied? That sucks.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so sorry.
Yes. And now we take it out on each other.
We do.
That's great.
Be quiet, Amber. Okay. Shut up, Lacey.
I can't think of any from TV.
I truly can't think of any either, but I'm going to guess a number.
Neither can I.
Yeah, just guess a number. 12?
I'm going to say 42.
Okay, we got 20. 42. We got 12, 20. Jonah?
15.
Gotta be more than 12.
But. So wait, who was 42? Amber?
Me.
Lacey.
I know.
You are closest. You are correct. It is 36 representations that they have of different bar and bat mitzvahs on television.
I believe that.
Do anyone else have any of their own favorite moments that they've seen? Well, I will name my personal favorite, which was Big Mouth.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Jesse's bat mitzvah on Big Mouth, season 1.
That's true.
But they have quite a few really fun ones. They got Lizzie McGuire. Oh. They do have Vanessa's appearance on SNL.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
They have Dave, the show with Little Dicky.
Little Dicky.
Mm-hmm. They got Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. I feel like there was a few on Seinfeld, too.
They definitely have Seinfeld. They have Curb. They have a couple little comics.
I bet Transparent. Was there one on Transparent?
I don't see it on this list, but they got New Girl, The O.C., The Simpsons, The Wonder Years, Kim Possible,
Every Show,
Happy Endings, Bob's Burgers.
Who gets Bar Bat Mitzvah in The Wonder Years?
Let's see.
The Neighbor?
Also, you're right. The first time I did the Bar Mitzvah Boy, I was getting Bar Mitzvah. So that tracks.
You're in there.
Paul Pfeiffer's bar mitzvah made Jewish television history when the Wonder Years devoted an episode to it in 1989.
Wow.
That was his best friend, right?
That's close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And he grew up to be Marilyn Manson. And that's a true rumor.
He lived in my first building in New York when I moved to New York. And I remember the doorman was like, he walks around with like a suitcase. He's a lawyer.
What?
And I was like, what? I never saw him. It's a big building.
Oh, my goodness.
What was in that suitcase? He's not a lawyer. He's a lawyer.
I think he's a lawyer.
I guess he's allowed to be a lawyer.
He could be a lawyer if he wants.
He probably invested all of his Wonder Years money and now he's a lawyer.
That's what if you invest enough money, you can become a lawyer. Yeah.
You got to pay for law school.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's probably doing great. He was probably like, I'm going to cut my losses. I'm going to stop acting and I'm just going to have a great profession. Yeah. Not that acting isn't a great profession, but you know what I mean? Good for him.
Stable, you know?
Yeah. Stable. Exactly. That's what I'm
supporting.
All right. Next question. Believe it or not, many celebrities of Jewish faith or not got their start as bar/bat mitzvah performers. Which one of the following was not a performer? A, Tiffany Haddish, B, Paul Rudd, C, Fat Joe, or D, Lin-Manuel Miranda?
I have to say Fat Joe.
It has to be Paul Rudd. It can't be Fat Joe, because why would it occur to you to say Fat Joe? You don't. No one's like pulling that name out of the air.
I don't see him doing a bar mitzvah.
It has to be Paul Rudd.
I don't know. I'm still
waiting to see. It's either... my guess is...
What was the first one again?
Tiffany Haddish.
That's my guess.
Yeah, that's my guess too.
That's a good guess.
Amber and Lacey are correct. It is Fat Joe. Tiffany Haddish famously...
Amber's not correct. She said Paul Rudd.
You said Paul Rudd? Yes. Okay, Lacey is correct.
Thank you. But I'm still correct.
I thought y'all both agreed because Amber was like, who would say Fat Joe?
No, she's wrong.
Okay, Amber, you're wrong. Sorry, I tried to give you a point. Lacey called it.
Paul Rudd very famously was a bar mitzvah
DJ. Yeah.
Who was?
Paul Rudd.
There's a video.
Paul Rudd.
Amber. Yeah, you can find a video of it. It's really funny.
Guys, look, if this is my list of all these people I'm getting bat mitzvahed, I want Fat Joe. I want Joey Craig.
Amber, what Fat Joe song could he perform in front of people?
He has performed at a bar mitzvah. He was not like originally a bar mitzvah performer.
Oh, okay.
To make money.
So all of these people have performed at bar mitzvahs or bat mitzvahs.
All of them have. But Fat Joe performed as Fat Joe.
I see.
He wasn't getting a start.
Fat Joe got paid. Probably got paid a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Fat Joe in 2016 performed for free at some bar mitzvah for a bondsman of the stars.
Oh, that's not how he got his start. I see what you're saying.
But it's not how he got his start.
All right. Even though I didn't understand the question, I still got it right.
Yeah, you still got it right. You still got it right. I misunderstood.
What's so funny about it is me and Vanessa almost did a podcast before How Do We Get Weird about just bar mitzvahs, but we realized how little we know about them. And this quiz is more evidence that we know almost nothing about them.
Honestly, it was very, 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 very hard to research this. I needed Noah's help, who is also Jewish. I grew up Catholic. So, you know, I've been to a bar mitzvah. And my best friend, who said bar mitzvah I went to, I was in his wedding. But that's about it for me.
Yeah.
He tried to convert me to Judaism in high school. And I was like, this seems lit. And that's as far as I got. We got one more question.
Wait, you were in a man's wedding?
I was the best man, actually, in that man's wedding.
What?
Mm. Yeah.
You have a platonic friend so close that you were the best man in his wedding?
Yes.
We will talk about this after the show.
How does his wife feel about it? Yeah, we'll
I'm
going to
pull on a string here and have you out on Front Street.
We're too old for this. Mm-mm, you young people. No, we don't do this. Okay, anyway.
we'll talk about it later. But can you name some popular activities at a modern day bar mitzvah?
Yes. The chair thing. What? Is that a wedding?
Yes.
The chair thing. You sit on the chair and we go up and down.
Cornhole. I don't know what that
is. Yeah, the chair. What do you call that, John?
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called, but yes, that's definitely a thing.
Chair flooping.
Mm-hmm.
Lacey, don't say what. Also, when a big crowd puts the person in the chair, they lift up the chair.
I can picture it, and I think it's fun.
Okay.
Never done
it. Is it the... I don't want to say it wrong.
Okay.
The chair thing... Oh. Oh, is the name in the Torah.
Okay, what else do people do? They eat and drink.
Eat and drink.
Something? The Hora. Yeah. The Hora dance.
The Hora. The Hora.
Oh, Hora dance.
There we go.
Then also, what used to happen a lot at bar mitzvahs was like a candle lighting ceremony. Is that in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jonah and I didn't do those, but those were always really funny because they were so presentational.
Yeah. We used to try to find like 2 liters of soda, like steal them and run out in the parking lot, shake them up and throw them in the air. Is that something kids do still today? Probably
that
not.
That is not something kids still do today, okay. But think okay. of like
I think it is.
Outlandish. Think about like that? What happens at a child's party.
Outlandish.
That you would want to have.
Well, Jonah went to one where there was a, sometimes there's impersonators.
Oh, yeah, I went to one where there was an MC Hammer impersonator.
Oh my goodness. I would love that.
And this guy had these fake kind of lines in the side of his, and we were like, why don't you have the actual lines? He's like, oh, I'm shooting a movie. I can't really, I'm doing this. He had this whole kind of story. And I was like, 50% it was him. Part of me was like, this cannot be him. Part of me was like, well, I'm 13. It might be. I don't know.
I love it. I love it.
Is impersonators on there?
It is. It's on there.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Impersonators?
Wow. Well, there's obviously a DJ, and DJ Terry Macklin was the most popular DJ, and he had backup dancers that would come with him and do all the line dances so the kids would kind of know and kind of get the kids on the dance floor.
And for Vanessa's bat mitzvah, she had a whirly ball party, but I don't know if that's still a thing.
Whirly ball only exists in Chicago, and Cleveland.
I was going to ask, what is whirly ball?
What is that? What is that?
It's the best.
Amber, did you do it in Chicago?
Yes, we did it.
That's how you bond with your improv team. Yes. You go to whirly ball.
I never did it in Chicago, only in Cleveland. But yeah, it only exists in those two places.
It's like a little go-kart kind of in lacrosse. You kind of go in this party center and you drive this little cart with a thing. You try to get this ball and a...
It's like you're on a basketball court, except you're in almost, go-kart / bumper cars.
You guys have explained nothing.
I don't still really understand what it is.
There's a go-kart, you use like a ball. What is it?
I've done it, but I don't really understand.
You use like a wiffle ball scoop and you try and get a ball into a basket like a basketball hoop.
Yeah.
In a bumper car.
Okay. I'm seeing the vision now.
From a go-kart.
Yes.
I picture kids today just being on their phones doing something that I don't understand, maybe. I don't know. Something with filters.
It's bumper cart basketball.
It's bumper car basketball mixed a little with
Amber and Lacey, do you have any guesses at common activities at a bar / bar mitzvah today?
High fives. First,
I mean, I joked when I said cornhole, but that's, you guys are really getting physical. It's like, go-kart at a bar mitzvah?
I don't know. What is the answer?
I don't know. Now I need to go to one. I'm impressed. Sounds great.
And themes. There's themes.
Oh, yeah. There's themes.
What?
Although our mom didn't want us to have themes. She thought they were tacky.
She didn't let us.
So neither of y'all have themes.
There's themes like under the
sink. Yeah, you could have that.
Yes, exactly. Really? That would be a great theme. I don't know if I went to any like that, but... Under the sea, if it was a kid who was into acting, there'd be a lot of drama masks everywhere.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of the most outlandish. My friend Lissy had like a Beatles theme, like the band.
That's not a great theme.
Her parents were so happy.
They were.
I don't remember the one bar mitzvah I went to. I don't remember the theme. I just remember a photo booth.
Oh, yeah. A photo booth. Oh, always photo booth.
The big one.
Okay. I can see a photo booth.
Okay. Well, the ones I have listed here is karaoke, the impersonators, photo booth. I mean, obviously, there's no real wrong answers here. I just kind of wanted to hear about Jonah and Vanessa's experiences. But there are circus performers.
Whoa.
Hypnotists. Whoa. Trivia quizzes about the guests of honor themselves hosted by the DJ. Temporary tattoo artists, glam stations now.
What?
Yeah. There's a lot of outlandish things.
You know what? I heard there's also candy stations. Candy was a big thing for a while. That was, Jonah, we were a little before that time, but like you could do almost like one of those candy stores where you scoop from bins of candy.
Yeah, like Dylan's Candy Bar.
Yeah, you could, that became a thing. Because I remember Wally, who is the head of the cue cards at SNL, would be like, my kid is going to all these bar and bat mitzvahs and taking home these like huge bags of candy, which I would have loved because we had candies at the bar and bat mitzvahs, but I didn't want to like go all out eating all this candy in front of everybody.
Sure.
So if I would have been able to just take it home with me, I would have been in heaven.
Who do you think the impersonators are at a bar bat mitzvah today?
Today.
Do you think it's like Guy Fieri or do you think it's more? No. I don't know why. That's what I keep picturing.
What's he doing?
But is it like,
see, cookie?
It's probably like Timothy Chalamet or something, or is it, I don't know, who is it? What kind of impersonators are 13-year-olds into?
Be Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Yeah, more in line with like an MC Hammer. Like, I don't think
it'd be singer Taylor Swift.
Okay, yeah.
Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, maybe Beyonce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A Beyonce one would be funny.
These youngins. Youngins. Yeah. Amber.
Found your other job you can do now.
Oh, yeah. Amber, there's impersonators of you.
Yay. I'm going to impersonate Guy Fieri.
Never mind.
When I think of a celebrity, I just think of him. I don't know why.
Jonah, it's not like we had like Julia Child impersonators.
It was a weird thought. I don't know.
Cook and eat?
He just like walks around and
no one wants to say that.
People's food going, wow.
Yeah, eats off your plate.
I was just thinking of someone who's very recognizable.
Yes, like he has a very distinct look. You know, you can buy the wig, you can buy the fiery shirt. He has a merch store.
Exactly.
I hear you. I see you.
Thank you.
All in one packet labeled Fun Chef. I can't
say you go to Party City.
Right, they don't want to get sued.
All right, Noah, who won?
I did.
Everyone wins.
I think Lacey might have won.
I think Lacey might have won too.
I really feel like I crushed this, guys. I don't want to brag, but
Lacey, you did a good job.
Thank you. Listeners, if you have any questions on any of this, you can get in touch with me on Instagram and I'll answer all of your bar bat mitzvah questions.
And listeners, please don't do that.
Okay.
Guys, I don't have Instagram. I don't do it.
I don't do my Instagram. I don't care about it.
When we come back, we're going to play Can You Stand It? Where we tell you all about our new favorite thing. But first, a word from our sponsor. Hey, everybody. We're back with the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. And now it's time to play a game called Can You Stand It? It's not a game and it is not played. It's where we ask ourselves and our guests what thing they discovered recently that they just fell in love with and people got to know about it. It's just like that time where we got those Spanx that were too tight, but then they were somehow comfortable. Remember that thing? And yours was too small. You remember that thing, Lace?
Oh, yeah.
The Faha.
Faha.
Those things are great.
It was really bad.
Mm-hmm. Great Spanx.
It was too small, but it felt fine.
Makes you look amazing, though.
Too small. You look too small. I thought that was a little too weird. I didn't want to look that small.
Is this your thing? Is this what you...
It is now.
Oh, okay.
Hey, everybody. Figure out what a Faha is. One. How to spell it. And then Google it. And then get one. Put it on and be too small. I didn't care for that. You don't need to be that small.
If you need to get into an evening dress, it's more. Amber doesn't like those things. I love them. Mm-hmm. That is true.
I want people to think I have a waist. It's too small. I'm sorry. And I stand by that. So one of my favorite things is also least favorite. Lacey.
Amber may or may not be drinking. I'm not sure. My favorite thing is the new series from, I hope everyone is watching it. If you're not watching it, I don't know if we can be friends. From is amazing. And I was trying to figure out how to pronounce this man's last name. And I love him so much. He was in The Best Man and Oz. Harold Amber?
Perrineau. Poirot.
I can't be Perrineau. Don't say that. It doesn't sound right. It's Perrineau.
Harold Perrineau.
But he's amazing. The show is amazing. He's like the main character. It is horror. It is scary. The premise is if you drive down this certain road, you're stuck in this town.
It's Schmigadoon.
And when you're stuck in the town, when you're stuck in this town at night, these things come out and they get you. And it's terrifying. And I love it. And I can only watch it during the day when the sun is high. At night, I can't watch it because then the monsters may get me. This could all be real, but it's great. You got to watch the show. Have any of you seen it? Please tell me. No. It's great. It's the best show ever.
I probably won't watch it either because I don't like scary stuff.
Too scary.
Watch just the first episode. It's going to make you cry. Then you're going to love it.
Lacey, you love being too scary.
Amber doesn't like scary stuff either. I can't. I love being frightened. I don't even watch the show. I'm not kidding. There's probably scenes I haven't seen. I go like this and I scream and my dog runs out of the room and then I come back. That's how I watch most scary movies, but it's great. I love it. I can't get enough of it. The end.
Lacey is literally the most scared human being on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. The fact that she would dare to watch a scary anything is hilarious. And she's right. She's not really watching it. Mm-mm. She's hiding from it.
I'm hiding from it. I'm listening. I get the gist of it, but I don't want to see it, but it's great. All right.
Good job, Lacey.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Joda, Vanessa, what y'all love?
I got one. I was thinking about it, and this is kind of a universal one, but I started recently going to our public library and checking out books. And it's so great because I was getting them on Kindle on this app, Libby, and I would have to wait for a long time. And then I'm just ordering them at the library. They'll ship them there. I pick them up, and they have basically gotten rid of late fees at libraries now. I don't know if it's like that everywhere, but I asked. I was like, do are there late fees? And they were like, if it's from our library, we don't charge late fees. If it's borrowed from another library, some of them do. But I think late fees are sort of a thing that's going away.
It has to.
So it's like free books, you know, auto renew them once. So you get them for 6 weeks. And then keep them longer, they're not even going to charge you. So it's great.
Aww. I love it. And I love the smell of a book.
Right?
There's nothing better than a book. Amber thinks books stink, but I love them. There's nothing better than reading a book. I don't want to Kindle. I don't want to do that. I don't want to use my laptop or whatever. I need to touch the book, the pages, all of that.
Yeah, I'm sure they have your book too. I know you two wrote a New York Times bestselling book. So,
okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
So I don't know. I guess maybe, I don't know if you get paid when I take it out from the library. Ugh. I should probably buy it. But
it's okay.
You know, I'm sure they have many copies
there. Yay.
That's great.
Woohoo. Gosh, remember the library? It was fun.
I still have a book from 1985, Vanessa.
So fun. There was a Paula Abdul VHS tape I would take out all the time where it showed her dancing.
Paula Abdul?
It showed her
dancing. In what? It's like a concert?
You know, she used to be Janet Jackson's choreographer.
Yes, yeah.
And then she like went out on her own, but all of her performances were really choreographed.
Look, forever my girl, forever your girl.
Yeah.
That dance. And then did you see how she came back with that arthritis commercial?
I know what you're going
to
say.
She's dancing next to her young self.
That was cool.
And she is perfect.
Well, I've only seen the one where she's not in it at all. It's just her young self clips of it.
What? No, there's one where she's dancing
next to it. Okay, good. That makes me feel good because little jarring to just hear her current voice over old clips and think what's going on with her that she can't be there.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that there's a version where she's in it today.
Yeah, there's one where she's dancing and
she looks great.
She looks
exactly the
same, like dancing wise.
I'm so happy for her. That would be my thing, would be this VHS tape of her where you can get out of the library where she's dancing. And at one point they show her co-dancers like throwing her up in the air and it's an aerial shot and you can like see her getting like thrown up in the air and it's so cool. And speaking of Forever Your Girl, they show like the auditions, like they show the kids coming into audition. And I remember as a kid being so bummed that I missed the auditions. I was like, if only I'd lived in like LA or New York or wherever they did them, I could have auditioned and been one of those kids in the music video.
Now, Vanessa, could you dance?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was dancing. Right. I don't know if I was good at it, but I was really, I felt
Could you
really...
dance at a professional level with Paula Abdul, I guess.
But the kids in that video were... You know,
average.
I'm not trying to make fun of them. Yeah, I'm not trying to talk down about that. But like, I just felt like the kids in that video, like I could have kept up with those kids.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Enough.
Vanessa just nicely said she could have danced circles around him. Fool. That's what she said.
I mean,
could have danced circles.
That's what I heard.
But, I mean, yeah.
And she'll do it today. So if you were in that video, text her.
We want to see a dance off.
She wants that smoke.
You can't out dance Vanessa.
Oh my gosh. What are those kids doing today?
I don't know.
I know.
They don't even know how lucky they were. They're probably living in LA at the time, doing all kinds of videos. They don't even.
Living it up.
They're like, oh, what? You know, they see themselves in that video and they're like, oh, I forgot I even did that. It really would have meant a lot to me. Okay.
I do desperately want to have a show where you do the thing you think you could do. Like every time I'm watching like American Ninja Warrior, I'm like, I could do that. I always think every time I see someone perform any kind of
Okay, I'm interrupting you guys. Amber could not do that. I've seen her on the treadmill. She does a slow walking groove like someone's grandma and she thinks she's doing something.
Running
she
ain't doing nothing.
She could not do that.
You could not, Amber. I could super not do any of it. Whenever people are like baking a beautiful cake, I'm like, I could do this.
Amber and I do think that we can make some cakes. I feel like I don't know why I look at a wedding cake and I was like, I got that.
I can do that. This is not a problem.
I can do it. Okay, so this reminds me of the show. We are going way off the rails.
Yeah.
Did anyone see Opportunity? It's one of my favorite documentaries and it's a real thing in Europe. And they just were like, if you think you can be an opera singer, come, you will cry and cry because every person was excellent. I was like, I can do that. Amber, you know I like a good opera. I could do that. And they just found these great people were just like regular people. And then they put them in a show and it was wonderful. And they could sing.
They could sing. Never had training in their life.
Wow.
They need to do opportunity here in the United States.
Oh.
And I will become the winner.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Love it. Yes.
I would love that.
That's amazing. That's and great. They found an incredible pun, too, at the same time.
They really
yes. Nice.
Yeah.
And the pun that alone. Is the main character of this show.
It was wonderful.
And you know who won that game? America.
Guys, game.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back on the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show, we're going to partake in sibling rivalry like the podcast world never has seen before. So stick around. Hey, everybody, it's time to play the biggest fan in the room. In this segment, Lacey and I usually compete to be our guest's biggest fan, but today we're switching things up. We're going to find out who is the biggest fan of their sibling. Here's how the game will work. Amber and Vanessa will have to guess their sibling's answer to the questions of this game in order to score a point. Lacey and Jonah will reveal their answer once the guess is made. We should add that they have sent their answers to producers ahead of time to make sure Whoa. That the game is fair and square. So no cheating.
All right.
Let's begin. Lacey, hit me with it, baby.
Okay. The first question is, between Vanessa and Jonah, who is most likely to quit before starting something? Vanessa, what answer did Jonah give?
Jonah? Mm-hmm.
She's staring at him. Jonah? Is that what you're saying? Okay. What was the answer,
Jonah? I think it was Jonah. I think it was. I actually, producers? This is the one question where I was like, what did I put that? I remember the other ones. I'm pretty sure it was me.
It doesn't matter what you put
It doesn't
down.
Matter.
What matters okay. is what's in your heart right now.
Yeah. I think me. I think Jonah.
But I don't think that's true. I just think you would say that because you're nice.
Oh. That's sweet.
What's the right answer?
The right answer is Jonah.
It was Jonah.
Okay.
Yep.
It was right. Jonah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Well, Vanessa, you know, I guess I thought about it because Vanessa has always kind of been more studious than me. Although I just recently got a master's degree. It's not a big deal.
Whoa.
But, but in high school, you know, Vanessa always got really good grades and always worked really hard. And I feel it's a very high achieving, obviously, with her career, too. So I always think maybe she would be less likely to quit something.
Oh, okay.
Aww. Very nice.
That's sweet.
They love each other. They're really sweet. And then there's me and Amber. Okay, Amber.
Kill you.
Was most likely to quit before starting something.
Lacey.
She didn't even hesitate. No. I said you. And you know why I said it?
What? Why?
Because you're sleepy. I don't mean anything huge and important. I mean, Amber's like, we're going to go do this. And then Amber's like, it's 9 o'clock. I got to go to sleep.
No, that's
Amber
true.
Will not do anything past 9 o'clock.
That's true.
She's not productive after that time. She's an old lady.
If I make a promise after 9 p.m., it's not going to happen.
She won't do it.
Anything scheduled after 9 p.m. is a lie. But I think I
She's
will
a liar
do it.
And a quitter.
Because who falls asleep at 9?
Yeah, it's hard.
But it's me. I do that.
Yeah, that's you. Mm-hmm.
She won't. So maybe we both won that.
Okay.
All right, we're moving on. To between Vanessa and Jonah, who is most likely to follow all of the steps of a recipe? Vanessa, what did Jonah say?
This is really hard. I think Jonah might have said me, but I'm actually going to say it's Jonah. That's my final answer is Jonah.
Jonah, what did you say?
I think I actually said me. I cook a lot. I follow recipes. I'm not a big improviser. And yeah, I think it is me.
Okay.
I agree with that
oh,
one.
Oh, yay.
All right. It is correct. It is you, Jonah.
Wow.
Amber, who would most likely follow a recipe? And you know the truth.
This is a very hard question because everything I cook tastes like butt.
Thank you.
So is that because I didn't follow the recipe? I guess so. In my heart, I'm following the recipe. I'm just bad at the following of it.
Yeah.
Understand.
Okay. Amber. Final answer.
Thank you. That's what I said. And I also said, Amber, don't cook. So there you go.
Lacey can cook real food for real.
I can
But
cook.
I can't.
All right.
I mean, sad. I'll eat it, but I wouldn't feed it to you. It's bad.
Okay. What would Jonah say he would eat forever if it was the last food on earth? What would he eat forever? I guess if you could just eat one thing, what would it be? It's the last food on earth.
I think it would be dried mango.
Oh.
What?
You healthy, healthy person.
Lizzie, if you had, it just tastes like sugar. It tastes like a fruit roll up, basically. That is my answer. Oh, that is what I put. Yeah, yeah.
That preferably, is hilarious. Yeah, yeah.
He loves
some organic dried mango. If I get a bag of that, that's like my weakness. I like cannot stop eating it. My wife will not really get much of it because it's just gone.
These siblings know each other.
Also, one time they were in town visiting me, and by one time I mean a few months ago, and they left for the weekend, and they left dried mango in my home, and I ate it all immediately, and I don't. That's why. I can't buy it. It's just eating candy.
Yeah.
Lacey, it sounds healthy, but it really is just like really sweet, concentrated sugar, natural sugar. Yeah. But it still is a lot of sugar. I want it. But so good. It's great. You should try it.
You know, I'll try it once.
Try it once.
Okay. Not a fruit eater, but you just said, you know, sugar. I'm there.
Lacey, take a bite.
Okay. Amber, what would mine be? I eat it forever. It was the last thing on earth.
I have no idea.
Greens? That was a good answer, but no, mine was shrimp.
Oh, of course.
You know how I feel. I eat it every day. I'm eating it right now. It's my life.
One bit smarter. Yeah, you're constantly eating shrimp. You have a huge problem.
I'm 85% shrimp. I was tested. And I'm 85% shrimp.
Shrimp is so good.
So delicious.
It was a groundbreaking test, actually. I could detect the amount of shrimp a person is.
A lot of people, they don't know.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. You lost that one.
I lost
okay.
it.
What is Jonah's favorite color? Vanessa?
This is tough for me. I'm going to make a guess and I don't know if it's correct, but my guess is blue.
I don't even know Jonah that well and I was going to say blue. Jonah?
It's blue. It is blue.
It is?
I'm wearing a blue hat. Blue, and I had my bedroom growing up was painted blue. And yeah, just into blue. And there's a Picasso painting from the blue period of a guy who looks just like me.
Yeah.
So I just feel...
Not in a flattering way necessarily, but he does look like...
But yeah, blue. I've always just been attracted to the color blue. Wow. So yeah, that's the answer. You're all right.
Wow. You guys...
You know your brother.
I don't remember your bedroom being blue.
Yeah, my bedroom growing up was boom, the upstairs bedroom.
The upstairs. Then he moved downstairs.
Then I moved down to the
guest
floor.
Bedroom and kind of turned it into...
Crazy down there.
Then I had this weird kind of patterned kind of wallpaper stuff.
It was downstairs.
Yeah.
And just posters of all these punk bands that would really scare me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like kind of scary posters.
Yeah, scary posters.
Amber, what is my favorite color? And don't you get this wrong.
I don't know.
What?
Mom's favorite color is red. My favorite color is orange because it's the best color. Everybody else is wrong. And your favorite, the color you wear the most is black.
Thank you. That would be right.
There we go.
Oh,
I wear black all the time. I love it. I mean, my house isn't black, but I love black. It's my go-to color. My favorite color.
Great.
And there you go.
I think that's sad.
Amber, you finally won something. Listen, it can be exciting. Okay.
Oh, okay.
What is something Lacey and Jonah bought that they regret? Vanessa, we're going to give you extra time to think about it because we're going to have Amber go first. Amber, if you think really hard. I wanted to give you a hint, but I don't think I can give you a hint. Just stare into my eyes like this. You know.
Okay.
You know this in your heart.
What did you buy that you regret?
Okay. Amber, what did I regret that I bought? First, you said that it was great. And then you agreed with me when I said, I do not love this.
Your car.
Thank you.
The back windshield is too small. You cannot see what's back there.
I'm risking my life every time I drive.
Cars just appear out of nowhere. Oh, horrible.
There's 80 million blind spots. You can't see to the left. You can't see to the right. If you're turning a corner, I go 2 miles an hour when I turn because something could come out and get me. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
And I like to speed, everybody. I like to zip around town. You can't zip around in this car.
You can't.
Just a little old lady driving around. And I hate it.
Okay.
The end.
Okay, that's 1 point.
All right, Vanessa, we've given you plenty of time to figure out.
Okay, yes, you have.
What Jonah regrets.
I've really thought about this. And what I think it is this combination. I'm not sure if this sort of combination washer dryer machine that that they were trying to put in their house, Jonah and Vicky, and it like something was wrong where like it was like the wrong kind or something and it didn't work out and they had to deal with all this extra stuff to get it to be installed.
Yeah. So that is actually a really good, and I might want to change mine to that. Although it actually ended up working out. You know, washer dryers have those big plugs, those 220 volts, but there's a 3-prong and a 4-prong. We have a really old house, so I had to get the electrical updated and then the washer dryer was really loud, but we got it figured out and it actually works great now. What I actually did put was I got this pizza oven this propane powered pizza oven by this company, Uni. And I went online and people are making these incredible looking pizzas. We don't really have a lot of pizzas places around here I like. So I was like, I'll make my own incredible pizzas. I was making my own dough. And every time I made a pizza, it turned out so bad. And it was so much work. And I still have it. And I didn't use it all last summer. And this summer, I'm going to try to get back into it. But people online are posting these pizzas like they're in Italy. And my pizza is like the dough sticks to the thing. Then everything folds on top. And it's just been a lot. And yeah, it's kind of expensive. And I'm determined to make it work, but it has not worked out so far very well.
So this is one of those big outside pizza ovens.
Yeah, it's not super big. It's like kind of portable, but it plugs into a propane tank. And then, but it's got this really little.
I wanted one so bad.
Yeah, they look so fun. And you're like, oh, I'm going to peel all these toppings. I'm going to be so creative. And it's making the dough is like it never is. It's either too sticky. It's not sticky enough. Then it catches on fire. I mean, it's just tough. There's a big learning curve with these things.
It catches on fire. Okay, no.
Can you buy the dough?
You can buy the dough. Yeah, yeah. But you go
online. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
You want to make the dough.
I want to make the dough. I know. You go online. People are like making the sauce. They make it look so easy. And I got to tell you, it is not easy for me, at least. So I kind of regret that, but I'm going to keep trying.
Okay. All right.
We have faith in you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. We're going to squeeze in two more questions.
Okay.
Go fast, does please. Jonah still hang out with anyone from high school? Can you name a name?
Yes.
I said no. I mean, I talked to a couple people from high school, but I don't see anyone from high school really.
Dan and...
Well, I see my friend Dan. I mean, my friend Dan lives in Singapore.
Right.
So we didn't really hang out that much. But we stay in touch. I stay in touch with a couple people, but I wouldn't say I like hang out regularly. Our friend Mikey, we see sometimes.
Right, hang out regularly.
Not regularly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. Okay.
Vanessa, you hang out with a lot of people from high school.
Big time. But yay. I was going to say also, Mikey, you get all the Cleveland goss from him.
I have a friend who updates me with like who's more kind of in the loop, and he'll send me some of the highlights, which is very nice of him. What about you two? What did you?
Amber, do I still hang out with anyone from high school?
There's Laura and Mario, and you don't hang out with them anymore. So I'm going to say no.
Yes, I hang out with Jade Rogers. Jade and I went to high school together.
Jade, you don't know Jade from high school?
Yes, I do.
What? I didn't know that's how you knew Jade.
Yep, Jade and I went to Central High School together, and she's an amazing friend, and I love her so much.
Oh, Jade.
Okay, do we have time for one more?
Do it fast.
Yay! Okay, I'm going. Okay. which fictional superhero, I hope you have a fictional superhero favorite, is Jonah's favorite? I hope he has a superhero favorite.
This is so tough.
Why did you have to say fictional?
I know. I read it and then, yeah. Because superheroes are real, Amber.
Oh, okay, good.
I don't like your attitude.
I'm sorry.
This is definitely something, it's going to be something from Jonah's childhood. Like, it's going to be not like a superhero like that you can currently see films of.
Okay.
So I have a very basic guess, but I don't know.
It better be right, Vanessa.
If it's right, because I think it might be like, first I thought like a Thundercats. I'm going to say He-Man, who's not really a superhero, but.
I mean, he is.
Falls into that.
He's in that category. He-Man was great.
So I actually put, I don't know if this counts as a superhero, I put Charlie Brown. And I was really into Charlie Brown, and I actually made our family when we were in California once go to the Charles Schulz Museum and like look at all the Charlie Brown stuff. And I read the book and I was collecting some of the books for a while. So I don't know. Charlie Brown. Okay. He's kind of a superhero, but
I feel like
he's fictional. He's fictional. I was focusing more on the fictional part.
Yeah. Which fictional? Okay. Got it.
So that's
okay.
Why you said fictional.
Well, some people would call Charlie Brown.
I love superhero. That answer. I love that answer more than you know. I'll be giggling about it all day.
Yes.
Okay. Amber, what did I say?
Black Panther.
You know, now that you say Black Panther, that'll add to the list. But there's one more that I love. I don't love the movie character. I love the comic book superhero of this individual.
Who is it?
Storm.
What? Get out of here with the most basic answer of all time.
Storm? Black Panther's not the most basic answer of all time. Yes, I love Storm.
It's the truest.
Yeah, I mean, we do love the Black Panther. Okay, guys. I don't know who won that.
No, the Bear siblings. The Bear siblings crushed it.
Wow.
Amber and I don't know each other.
So I've never met her.
She's coming here to visit me soon. We'll spend more time together.
Fighting.
Getting to know one another. Yeah, we'll fight a little bit.
Lacey, where do you live?
Help me. I live in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes, yes.
I live in Omaha. Amber is from Omaha. We're both from Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Only one of us escaped.
Now, where are both of you?
I'm in LA and Jonah.
I'm in the Berkshires. I'm in Western Massachusetts.
Oh.
Yeah. Although I was in a band in my 20s and we recorded an album half in Omaha, half in Lincoln. So I spent some time in that area.
At Saddle Creek Records?
It was at the studio Presto in Lincoln where they did a lot of the Saddle Creek stuff. And the guy who produced it, he was in a band who was on Saddle Creek. Yeah, it's kind of like in that world, basically. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it so much. So you guys have your podcast and you do it just like me and Amber do.
Yes. Yes.
You're just two different places being silly and crazy.
We have our podcast, How Did We Get Weird? And obviously you guys are going to have to come on our podcast now.
Yes.
Yay.
And we just talk about nostalgia stuff like Lean Pockets and...
Is that Hot Pockets?
Yeah. It's a version of Hot Pockets that was like a little lower in
fact. It's a healthy version. It's a quote unquote healthy version of Hot Pockets. It basically seems like the same thing.
Why don't I know what a Lean Diet Pocket Hot is? Because if you brought a Lean Pocket into our house, you would.
We would throw it straight into
Lean Pockets.
Well,
I don't think they're still, unfortunately,
they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, they're discontinued at this point. But yeah, I think our very first podcast was with Beck Bennett and his topic was Lean Pockets. And
yeah.
I don't know why that just sticks in our head.
We picked that because he had a few and we picked that because we used to have Lean Pockets.
What? Growing up. So you eat your Lean Pocket and then you reach in and grab a handful of the dried mango and just eat that down with it.
And make up for it.
Oh man, that sounds like the ultimate snack. That is making me so hungry.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
You're not wrong.
Okay, you guys, we had a very good show today because each of us is cuter than the last. Remember, Vanessa Bayer and Jonah Bayer, they host How Did We Get Weird on Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network.
Woohoo!
So watch them and then kiss them and then send them messages that say you love them. Okay? And we all love you. So goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's how you sign off a podcast.
A perfect sign off.
Incredible.
Thank you.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.